Blog Talk Radio.
They need if I saw it on the TV. Around 11:30 in the PM. Single now. Oh yeah, that's true. But guess what that means? I'm single too. So when I slide through, just know you made.
And me random guy, he might touch my thigh and make me sigh and feel good. Oh, you single now, oh, you single boo, but guess who else is single? That means I'm single too. So when you see me out, don't give me that face because you made it that way, baby.
So tell me why your homeboy trying to get to.
What Mama Badu said, but peace and love to all you beautiful souls tapping in tonight. Welcome back to Vibrate Higher. I am Lissa Renee, and I'm joined by my sass frass with a whole lot of ass co-host, Queen Rich. Queen Rich, how you doing today? What's your day like?
It's good, girl. No complaints my way. Had a little old award for my baby boy today. He had an amazing year. I'm really proud of him. Girl, today just really been chilling. Really, I woke up really early this morning. Usually, you know, I have to get up, you know, get my oldest son ready because he's in junior high with him, make sure he's up and stuff. But I got up at about 4 this morning, man. Took a shower. I did a lazy meditation, you know, I call it lazy because, you know, I laid down. I had to get my spine aligned. So I laid down on the ground, you know, no pillow, no nothing, and just kind of zoned out. Got up, you know, took everybody to school, cleaned a little bit, then had my coffee, spoke life into my water. First thing you do when you get up, drink some water, speak life into that bitch. I'm telling you, that shit works. I was just so amazed, you know what I'm saying, of how I felt water, after speaking life into the water and drinking it, it just, like, my mind was fucking blown, girl. I was just, I don't know, but it's been a great day. Thank you all for listening. Yes, I'm here. We're here. I'm in a great mood. I'm ready to spark my blood and get into it.
I haven't even rolled my blunt, but before I say what I got to say, I wanted to talk about your lazy meditation, because for some fucking reason, I could not figure out why my spine was fucking, like, it was not aligned last night. And not to copy off what you're saying, I had to lay on the ground because I've been dancing a lot, you know, getting myself prepared, and so I'm like, why the fuck is my spine? And then, you know, the spine is also incorporated with grounding, you know, that root chakra. So yeah, that's fucking crazy. So I've been doing that too, but it was lazy for me because as I was stretching while meditating, putting myself in an uncomfortable position, trying to, you know, get back in my splits or whatever, but it led into that meditation, and that meditation got so fucking good that I went to sleep. So yeah. But I wanted to go, it got really good to me. But I know what else was causing that, because I know I talked to you yesterday, and yesterday was just not the fucking day for me. Like, not even on no don't cross me, no type shit. It was just like, I don't want to deal with nothing. Like, and I didn't. I called in yesterday. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not going to keep working for the white man, getting these rude-ass customers, and just, it's just a lot of shit that's running together, and I know that I got 50 million things I could be doing than be slaving myself for these hunkies that don't fucking appreciate you when you do help them. And yeah, I'm just tired of that. So, you know, Sunday we had a podcast, and after that, the podcast, I had a meeting. And the meeting, it was great, you know, very direct. And after going through the script, I had more things to do, such as readings. But while we were going through the script, we were iffy on how, you know, it would be shot. And he fucked around and said something like, he said, we're not going to win no Emmy. Some shit like that. But it was funny, like he was joking. But it really sparked something in me, and it's just like, man, he just don't know we're going to be on our best shit. I was nervous as fuck because I've never in my life had to, like, do no shit like that. Like, I have, but not to for people to see, you know.
Right.
Because I'm trying to get millions of views. Like, I don't give a fuck how you look at it. If you look at it as sex, then that's just what you take from it. If you look at it from a mental perspective, then, hell, you know it'll help you in the long run. So, you know, it's just like I don't have any fears no more, and I'm rewriting the script because I know it's going to be live. Like, I was nervous as fuck. Like, you already know because I was texting you. And so, yeah. Like I said, I've been dancing and working my ass off, and I've just been in nature trying to, you know, been working out, and I've been in my energy. And so I had, you know, readings lined up, and yesterday I sat with myself in my body, and I told myself, like, I got to get into being me. I don't care. And I say that because that same night we were sitting there and we were going through the script and somebody had hit me up about a reading and I had said something about it and he looked at me kind of crazy. And it was kind of like a lot of people do question me when they know I'm spiritual, but then they know my past. But if you know anything about your spirituality, like, you know that shit runs a line. You know, it aligns with one another, but not to use that as an excuse. But the shit is old. So it just really made me want to tap into just doing everything I feel like I've been sleeping on. And so, you know, I'm getting ready to make the short film, and I just want to say, like, I want us as a people first to mind our business. Then stop judging people if you forget to mind your damn business. Like, first, remind your business, but if you forget that, then stop judging people. So me, myself, you know, yesterday I was drained, so I was just like, I don't want to really talk to nobody. But, you know, I recommend that everybody that's spiritual have a spiritual advisor because we don't know it all. And so I got a reading yesterday, which I never do. And when I tell y'all I knew what was revealed, like, I already knew that shit was going to be what it was. But I don't know about the love, like, the whole twin flame approaching, the old niggas approaching. Like, how both of y'all message me at the same time and y'all in two different places? I'm not fucking with it. Is that not a sign?
Yeah.
Like, at the same time. Definitely. And as they're messaging me, the reader is like, you about to receive a message. You about to receive a letter. Not only did somebody ring the doorbell, but I got two messages at the same fucking time. So it's just a lot going on in the love situationship, relationship department. But I feel like I'm just going to be me, and I'm on the rise now. You know, I feel like I'm going to keep going, and I'm just grateful for everything right now. And so, you know, I called in yesterday, and I ended up getting a verbal about it. And I was just over. I didn't give a fuck. I'm not going to be enslaved to this bullshit ass job. You know, I do make good money. I like it, but you know, not if you think you're going to do me like that. And I know we need money to make it, you know, in this 3D realm, but I need to start believing in me and my craft while, you know, doing the work and bringing forth these results. And I recommend everybody to do that. I'm not saying everybody need to quit their job and become entrepreneurs. I'm not saying no shit like that. But if there's anything that anybody is out there working on, take a risk on yourself. You do it for this job.
Yeah.
I've been teaching myself, I'm going to put in the same amount of time, if not more, than I work for these white people. I've been up all nighters. Yeah. Like, I look like shit. My body hurt. I got scrapes on my fucking knees and elbows. Like, I'm like, I just can't.
Yeah.
And so as soon as this shit take off for me, y'all got to know I'm going to be on them calls cussing everybody the fuck out. I do not care. My
life
stay there. Baby, please, you ain't even got to worry about sending me no check because I'm going to go so fucking fed, you ain't going to have to worry about it. But, you know, and it's just like, you know, I just wish that everybody would just focus more on what we need, you know, physically, mentally. And this shit, this worksheet, I'm sorry, it just ain't it. But, again, I'm grateful for everything because I feel like, you know, with you and I, a lot of shit that we do go through, another motherfucker would have folded long ago. So I just needed to take some time to myself. But I don't want to bore y'all with my small talk and big dreams. Just know I'm about to start stomping on every fucking thing around me. But
that's what
I want to go ahead and get into today's show. And I want to apologize for always sounding like an asshole because, you know, to a sleeping mind. And I may sound like some to an awakened mind. I don't know. But I don't allow labels to define me or my situation, but I can't tell no one else how to live. So, you know, it's Mental Awareness Month, and it aligns with the topic in many ways. So when it comes to identifying mental health issues or mental illness issues, they're quick to say, get more rest, as an answer to assist with, you know, what one would call an issue. If it's a mental or an issue within, with, is what I'm going to start calling it, why the fuck would the physical body need to rest more if my soul and spirit never rest? Can you explain that to me? Does that even make sense?
It does not, because even when the body is tired and you want to rest and lay down, your mind's still running. So, no, it don't. It does not make sense. I really, honestly, I want to know the damn answer as to, you know, not that I've been going through anything, but I was once, you know, diagnosed with mental health issues, major depression, anxiety, PTSD. You know, who wouldn't, you know, be feeling the way that I was feeling with the things that I was going through at that time? So know that, you know what I'm saying, there is, you know what I mean, a difference, you know what I mean? Like I said, like, you could be feeling, your body could be in motion, you know what I'm saying? But your mind is feeling, is going through some whole other shit, chemical imbalance and shit like that.
And before we move on, with that diagnosis, like, how did that make you feel? Because for me, like, I remember, and this is, it's on topic, but a little bit off topic. I remember, like, going to counseling, like, my first session. I was in fourth grade and being, you know, being diagnosed with all this shit. You hear these doctors say these big-ass names. You got this, this, and this. Nobody's fucking depressed in the fourth grade, bro. What the fuck?
Right.
Do you, what, how did that make you feel? I don't know how old you were, but for me, it made me feel weird because people knew that every Friday at 12 o'clock, I was fucking leaving to go see a fucking therapist. And I don't think nobody knows, like, the damage that that shit fucking plays on anybody. Well, shit, the shit that it played on me, and I'm telling my family about it, and it's so fucking fucked up because when I'm going here to get a peace of mind, you trying to fuck up my mind by wanting to fucking molest me like everybody else. So I'm just like, none of that shit really makes sense to me. You want to make me think I'm crazy when you're sitting here talking crazy, and I know you fucking crazy. I know the difference between the two. So for you, like, how did that make you feel, and how old were you, if you don't mind telling us?
Oh, girl, I was well in my 20s when I first ever, you know, seen a counselor about any fucking thing, literally anything, although, you know, I did have a traumatic childhood, which that shit was, you know what I mean, it was stipulations to my probation. I don't think I would ever have gone to speak with a counselor, you know, without being on probation. That was the first time I went, and shit, my counselor was a man. We went on dates and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we slept together and shit like that. So it was never nothing that I took serious, ever. So when I had to go back the second time after being on parole for a little bit, because, girl, you have to, when you on this, like, when you property of the state, they make you go to jump through hoops, bitch. Like, make sure.
I'm sorry.
I was
trying to laugh.
Keep you busy.
Queen Rich, but how did that come about? Like, how did y'all start fucking, like, bro? Because I always wanted to have, like, that little scenario with mine. She was a female, but it never happened. Like, how did that even come into play, you and the counselor?
Girl, vulnerable. He knew what the fuck he was doing. Really, I don't even know. You know, because he wasn't, I mean, I was hungry. I used to be hungry. And he would take me to go get food during breaks. Honestly. But, I mean, I don't know how it got any further than that. I mean, just probably fucking bored on the cool. Bored as hell. Just doing shit like I always was. But, girl, that shit was not, it was not nothing. And I was just, it was just dumb. You know what I mean? Just doing shit. Bored. I have no other explanation as to why I slept with my counselor. But the time I went, you know, that was like, you know, when I got out this last time and I was on parole. But everything that, girl, you learn how to manipulate the system, like, to where, you know, they ask you, you know what type of questions they ask, and you know what I'm saying? You got to go through testing and all this shit. And I just circled whatever the fuck. The first time I went, I was really telling them people the truth, you know, about me. And then once I realized, what they was doing. Like, these people want to keep me on this medicine. They ain't really trying to help. This medicine ain't doing nothing for me but making me sleep. How the fuck I'm going to work and I'm drowsy all the time? How am I going to get some money? I'm drowsy all the time. You know what I'm saying? How can I make these appointments? I don't even want to go. I don't want to do shit. You stuck. Like, I don't believe in that medication, but I do believe that children can be depressed due to shifts. You know what I'm saying? Major shifts will depress the kids, like moves, you know, having to switch schools, parents going to prison, being, you know, uprooted from your comfort zone and having to go and stay. Like, I honestly believe my son was, probably both of them was depressed, you know, during that time and all of that. But I know for a fact my youngest was, because when I got home and I told him that, hey, you're going to stay with me now, you're going to come with girl, he cried. He bawled. You know what I'm saying? But I don't believe in the medication part, like, for real. Like, that shit ain't – I don't believe in pharmaceuticals and the pharma industry. All that shit is bullshit. Like, it's plants out here, vessels out here, fruit out here that can, you know what I'm saying, alter your chemical hormones and shit that you're missing in the food, or the wrong hormones is in the food that you're getting. That's what's causing these feelings. Like, yes, situations happen. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have to be like that forever. Diagnosis, like, they be dying. These people, diagnosis is forever to me, because you're never cured. You know what I'm saying? It's always something else on top of that. But like I said, like, that's why I love spirituality so much, because, like, you really find a peace of mind. It ain't just going off into the next, you know what I'm saying, state, going off into one state, getting up and not knowing what the fuck, you know what I'm saying, how the fuck to think, which way the fuck to go. Like, no. I never want to feel that way again. I'm not with it.
No, I totally agree. It's just like, I feel like with the labels, stated, you're labeled forever, and I don't really think that's what that is. We have so many nerves within us. We're allowed to feel multiple things. And the way that they label them and the way that they define them makes you think that you're going crazy, makes you think you need this medication. When you look at the fucking medication, look at all the fucking side effects, you're going to fucking die for side effects alone. You should have just left your brain alone. So I don't know, I just feel like they alter people's minds too much in making them believe that they really have these mental issues. It's okay to go through it. It's okay to feel.
Right.
But don't fucking label me. Don't try to make me feel like I'm this because I'm feeling this way. No, I'm still a fucking human. You don't fucking drug me out to make me slow down and slow my, you know what I'm saying? It's just a lot. So I don't know. I just can't fuck with it.
I think that's the goal, though. You know what I'm saying? Of this shit is to keep you, you know what I mean? A certain, to keep you label, keep the label on you. You know what I mean? And I just, yeah, like you said, I ain't jiggy with it. I'm not with the labels and no type of nothing, regardless of what the sexuality is. I don't want to claim any fucking nothing. I'm me. You know what I mean? It's just, yes, I act like this when this happens to me, the fuck. You know what I mean? Those are all reactions to something. So why don't we get to the bottom of the something causing these reactions that's making people feel this way, you know? Everybody's life is not perfect, and that goes with perception, you know? If you're looking at your life like it's crap and you have a place to live, you have a car, you have a job, you have a way of, you know, making money, you have a way, you have your children with, like, you just flat out ungrateful at this point, and you want to be down in misery. That shit don't register with me. Like, I can't fuck with nobody on that energy level. I can't fuck with nobody that, you know what I mean, think like that, because it's so much to be grateful for, you know? And if you don't have enough to be, if you feel like you don't have enough to be grateful for, you're searching in the wrong fucking place. Because once I figured out inside of me or how I see my comfortability, you know what I'm saying, everything that's within me, you know what I'm saying, is all I need, shit, life got better than ever.
I would agree. I swear I feel like I just wish people need to think more and stop being so scared of their thoughts. Like, you got to get out your head. That's the mental illness right there. That's the mentalness within. Because, again, like you just stated, everything you ever needed is within you. And I'm glad you said that, because it's walking me into the topic of today, because, you know, we spoke on, you know, the mind. And then I wanted to speak on the physical, but a lot of people, they like to separate it all. But why separate the physical from the spiritual when the soul came first? Because a lot of people feel like it's the body, mind, and soul, but it's not. The soul comes first, because your soul, like even when you get to, like when you pass what we would call it in this realm, your soul prepares for a new physical body. So I see the body as a shield, and I'm stuck in between as if it's as important as the mind. How do you feel about that? Because even like when I told you how I used to feel, people were crazy when they said, I'd rather be mentally abused than physically abused. But I've learned now, like, shit, mentally, it could take a long time for that shit to heal versus physical, to where your DNA and your skin and all that shit renews every fucking 30 days and those bruises heal. That mental does not. So how do you feel about, like, the physical body? What is it to you?
Shit. A cover, a skin, shit. I don't have another way to explain it. I'm struggling with that myself, you know, because, you know, the way I see it is, like, it's confusing to me. I'm trying to figure out how. I'm in my head, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in my body, but I'm not. You know how you can project, you know, some way and see yourself sleeping? Like, explain that. Please explain that. You know what I'm saying? So I used to feel like everything was all one. And now that I'm on this journey, like, I'm getting deeper and deeper. It's like, yeah, we got to, I don't know, it's separate to me. You know, just like you was explaining, I'm going to use that example, physical and mental abuse. Because like you said, you can heal. You know what I'm saying? And not even remember that a scar was even there. But you remember what was said that time, you know? But I'm trying to figure it out myself right now, honestly.
No worry, because we're going to go through there a little bit later. You don't even got to try to figure it out now. But I wanted to ask you, because you touched on something about, you know, the projection and things like that. Have you ever again, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it does. Have you ever, like, inserted yourself in someone's dreams, or have you ever, like, known that you went out of your body to go have sex with someone like they used to do back in those days? Do you do that, or have you done it?
Did you say have sex with someone? Like, go in a dream and have sex with someone?
Yeah.
No. No.
Bro, that shit is so fucking fun.
Right.
No, it's not. That's
right.
A warning. It's a warning.
No. Let me tell you what I have done.
I'm not fucking with you.
Okay.
I guess it's rape. So no, I guess
lie.
I'm a rapist.
No lie. No, for real. That just blew me. But no, fuck no. Girl, so I'm, like I told you before, you know, and this is a story. Okay, so I told you before, while I was in prison, that was that's the soberest you'll ever fucking be. You know, outside of the fucked up chemicals and trash ass food they feed you, your mind is pretty clear. You know what I'm saying? Shit is functioning. And I would sleep the majority, because we had jobs in there. So I would work in the morning and, you know, get off by, you know, 11, 12, maybe 1 sometime. It depends. If it wasn't a holiday, it depends. But, and I would sleep for the rest of the fucking day, just about until 6, until it was time for chow again. Tell me why I slept right. I used to sleep, like, it didn't matter how loud it was, lights on. I don't fuck was running back and forth by the bunk. I would just literally sleep. And one time I went and I slept on my mama's couch. And then I walked to the store. I popped up on my kids, right? And my nephews was there, my brother's sons. Everybody was there. My niece was there. Everybody was there. All the kids was there. They acting a motherfucking fool, right? Tell me why I whooped their ass in my dream. But every fucking time, and I kid you not, Every time it was a white woman coming to get me to take me back to jail, bitch. A white woman would pull up like, you know, it's time to go. And this is when I would be waking up. But, bitch, that shit used to piss me off. I wanted to whoop that hoe, but I knew I had to go. You know what I'm saying? But I literally did this purposely. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what's on your mind? Where you want to be, man? You can really fucking be there. You just got to see it. You got to put yourself there, man. And I visited my kids a whole bunch of times while I was locked up. And I don't know if they felt me. And that's the side that I want to see. You know what I mean? Do people feel it? Like, there's some type of sensation, I know, some type of senses. They felt that I was there. Mm-hmm. They had to, because I was fucking there. You can't tell me that I was not fucking there. And when I would wake up, motherfuckers be like, damn, bitch, you asleep. You've been asleep for 5 hours straight. I said, I had to go see my kids. I had to go check on my kids. No lie, Lisa. I ain't lying.
No, I believe you. It's possible, like you just said, you caught me a rapist. But I do stuff like that all the time, and every time I do it to my sister, she calls and cuss me the fuck out. But I really just started fucking with it just to see if I could do it, because you know I'm real big on not doing spells and shit like that. And my thing about being spiritual, whether I got you or not, it's not my job to scare you or do your shadow work for you. So I don't bring that darkness to you. I be testing myself.
Right.
I be trying to see what the fuck I'm capable of. But yeah, right. I did that shit, and then I had the I did it. So I was just like, I want to be in blah 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 blah. You know, put it in the manifestations, however you want to put it out there. And then I was just like, I know this shit gonna work. So I was preparing myself because I wanted to be able to remember it, because you know we can travel all the time. We do this day and night. We do it no matter what.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know how to train their brain to remember this shit. So I always train my brain because I want to remember it. And I'm going to have to tell you the person in the detail. I ain't going to say this shit here. I ain't going to drop names just yet. But that shit, I was just like, okay. So I had the dream. And, again, I'm a very direct person, no matter whether it's beef, it's sex, it's whatever, knowledge, like anything, I'm going to be direct with you. And I just, like, I'm not a beat around the bush ass person when it comes to what I already know, you know? And so,
right,
yeah, that shit happened like I thought it would. The only difference was the color of the T-shirt. And so it be fun. So, yeah, we ain't going to get into that right now, but I ain't going to have to tell you about go ahead.
Is that deja vu? Like when it actually
for
like
me,
physical body, you know?
Well, no, for me that would not be deja vu, because for me, my deja vu is that shit that I would say, like the time I had this fucking dream and I didn't insert myself in this person's dream. Maybe I don't know how the fuck he even thought of me. But he hit me up one day, and he was like, do you believe in love at first sight? And I believe I told you this, but I was just like, you know, depending on the person, blah, 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 we started talking about it. He was like, I seen you in my dream. And when he sent me a picture of him, he was in my fucking dream. And, I mean, this was a dream back when I was with JJ. Uh-huh. Like, this was an old-ass dream. Yes, dead-ass serious. And he was just like, I think you're supposed to be with me. Like, I met you in another life. Like, he was a Christian and everything. Like, he's really telling me this. He was like, I'm trying to convert over to being spiritual, but this is me, and I have this. And he told me where we met. Like, bro, we was in fucking Japan in this goddamn mall. How we ended up there, I do not know. But he was able to tell me that fucking dream, and it shit bugged me the fuck out. And this was around the time I was really fucking with Chevy real heavy, so I really wasn't trying to. I really wasn't trying to fuck with him like that because, you know how it is in a toxic-ass relationship. You don't keep fucking with this person. I ain't trying to ruin you when we just now meeting. So I was just like, nah, we going to chill on each other. But that would be more deja vu. With this one, I wanted that. So it was like I did that to make that happen. And so
that.
I need to stop shit like that. I do. But I do that a lot. Like, even that's why I don't really be sexually active, because even then, like, I've already manifested this shit, so I already know how it's going to go. You can't out-freak me. That's why it's Diary of a Nymphomaniac. But I got help, so I'm doing better. But sex is a topic. What is a physical body? You know, the physical body, because I wanted to be able to kind of break this down, and I don't know if this is going to make sense, but we're going to take a shot at it. So what is it? To me, it's just as it sounds, you know, our skin, everything under the skin, the brain, the organs, you know, everything between the ears, the skeletal system, the organs, blood, veins, ligaments, you know. And so within, you know, when your physical body is not full, you know, when it's hurt or not, happy or not, healthy or not, all that good shit. But back in the Western days, a lot of places and a lot of people used to state that, you know, their body never experienced the pain or discomfort. And I'm going to get into that a little later because this shit been on my mind. And this may just be stoner thoughts, but I don't know. And so what does the body represent? You know, it's our physical experience in the world. And our ability to heal. And so how the physical body should behave when balanced, you know, we feel open, flexible, helpful, you know, hopefully ain't nobody taking no bad vitamins, but hopefully you're into your mineral elements and, you know, feeling balanced, you know, pain-free, toxicity-free, acidity-free. And so the physical, I don't think a lot of people realize that that is the masculine energy. And so I'm real big on men and that over-feminine-ass energy. I can't fuck with it. But I feel like a lot of men don't get me and my over-masculine energy. So I don't know. So I don't know where the balance would be in that because I really do feel like even though you would label the physical masculine, a lot of people just through and through feminine, and I don't know what to say about that. But, you know, when you're under balance physically, you know, the body ages more rapidly, it breaks down more easily, and it loses that elasticity. And so the organs function, you know, they're disrupted, and then there's issues with the absorption and elimination. So that's, you get to feeling sick, all that heaviness and shit, and working towards that mental, you know, adding that stress. And so when it's overbalanced, there's too much, you know, focus on the physical strength, beauty, anti-aging, and there's also doubt that the body, you know, can heal itself when we know we're healers, so we do heal ourselves. And so, you know, people, they over-rely on other factors like drugs, surgeries, injections, and shit like that. And that ain't to judge nobody. If you like butt shot the ass, that's all that shit, that's you. And so I feel like when it is overbalanced, there's a tendency to bypass elements of nature. You know, we speak about being in nature a lot, and by that I mean like the whole food, the water, the air quality, the yin time, quiet, just physical touch, and, you know, just the balanced movement. And so with that, you know, one might ask, how do you bring the physical into balance? Well, you know, we do this shit, and we said it earlier, you know, simple movements, you know, that balance, repetitive is, you know, meditation, walking, massages, you know, walking out barefooted, being bare, earth play. And earth play can be dirt, water, soil, sand, you know, get in nature, yoga, stretching, all that good shit. But when you think about it, if we were spiritual beings before we were anything, through all of that, about everything else in that, like, where the fuck does the physical go? Like, does it just dismiss because the body covers it? And I'm asking you, like, are you your body or are you your spirit?
Right? That's what I'm struggling with. What the hell? Because what the fuck is this? The physical comes with so much shit. You got to worry about keeping it, you know what I'm saying, clean. You got to worry about not, you know, destroying the motherfucker, breaking bones, you know what I'm saying, shit like that. Like, I honestly don't want the physical at this point. It's too much fucking maintenance. This is a physical. You got to pay for shit. You got to buy shit for the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too much. I'd rather just deal with emotions and feelings more than anything at this point because, you know, like I said, it just, it takes too much maintenance. But that's where the confusion lies for me, because I know this is what this is. This is way cool, because to me, this is some robot-ass shit. You know, the body is some robot-ass shit, because what do you do? Like, shit is repetitive. That's why it's important for you to be doing shit outside of what they have you, you know what I mean, in this matrix to be doing. We don't need to all be waking up at the same motherfucking time. We do not all need to be eating breakfast at the same motherfucking time. That sounds like fucking prison. The body is a prison to my fucking soul. Wow. It really is.
I like how you worded that. That is exactly what it is. And I want to ask you this.
I just blew my fucking mind.
I don't know. Well, I want to ask you this, you know, and this, I wanted to ask you this later, but I just want to know if it's all in the mind. Feel pain, or does our mind alert us of danger ahead and allow us to believe we feel pain because we see that we've been afflicted?
Exactly. Right? You see somebody...
Like, do we feel with our minds or our bodies?
Right. I feel like it's the body. That's why I feel, that's why I said you have to worry about not breaking the motherfucker, destroying the motherfucker. Because I feel like that's... The body is what's physically being hurt, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, you know, shit, you see shit hot, you see fire, you know, because we're meant that we're taught that that's fire, and fire is fucking hot, right? So if we was never taught that or never known that or never know what hot felt like, nobody ever fucking knew this, would it still be fucking fire, hot fire to us? You know what I don't know. It's weird.
But I think it's in the mind. Because you know how when you tell yourself, hey, I don't want to fall over this, and then you stumble over, you know what I'm saying? You train your mind to do this shit. Just like when you're stopping the car, like, your mind is telling you to fucking do that shit. You're not just doing that. It's a fucking thought process that's going down to that shit. So, like, it's like, how are we so quick to dismiss the soul over the physical? You said it yourself, it's more robotic. Like, why the fuck, like, who, let it, when you said that shit, I really thought about that. You know, I pass, you know, till noon anyway. Like, I don't fuck around, but nobody should be doing no shit like that. We should not. We should not have the same fucking diet.
Right.
We are several different people. Your European diet don't work for me. That's why I'm transitioning over now.
Think about this. I'm thinking about it this way, because if we were never told that this is hot, this is cold, or nobody ever knew, you know what I'm saying? If the words were different with the same, you know what I'm saying? Because you're being told this whole time, don't touch that, that's hot. Cold, like, you know, like, it's just, I think the brain can be
manipulated.
That's
what I'm saying.
You know?
It's a fucking brain thing, because I've seen a fucking monk sitting in this fucking Crisco-ass grease, and they, I mean, they boiling his, girl, when I tell you they was boiling him, he was sitting there, but what he was doing, he was saying that he had channeled in and he had meditated and was just telling himself that it was not hot. When I tell you this motherfucker was, like, flapped up like a chicken wing, in hot ass grease. Now, I don't know if they had it on low, but whatever. It was a big ass saucer, and he sat in the middle as they poured gallons and gallons and gallons of oil, and you could see the fire around it. But again, I feel like we train our brain, and it's a mental thing, because for me, I feel like a lot of times, even though somebody told me that's what that was, I wanted to feel it for myself, or I already knew that's what it was. I didn't need you to tell me. So it, I don't know. It kind of makes me think, like, that's why it's one. It cannot be separate. One cannot work without the other.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. I get it. That's why I said it's, I don't want to. I want to. Okay. I used to have dreams of me running really, really fucking fast, barefoot, right? Trees. I don't know if it's the jungle, forest, whatever the fuck, but I'm just running, like, really so fast that it feels like air up under my feet, like I'm not even hitting the ground. Boom, boom, boom. I'm not worried about getting hurt. I'm not worried about falling. I'm not worried about, you know what I'm saying? I want my soul to feel that. You get what I mean? Because I feel like it's a cage or a blockage. Because we're so worried about getting hurt,
getting dirty, some shit like that, you know what I'm saying, of the physical body. We're so worried about this. Oh, this is, don't do this or this is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? But what is it going to happen to? You know, in some cases. I don't know if I'm just a fucking daredevil or something, but I just want to do shit without worrying about, like, I want to feel like I want to just fucking explode and just get everything.
I know that's not what you're saying, but when I heard that, to me, it made me feel like me, like, because I'm my spirit, like, I'm my soul, like, but I'm also my body. I'm my body only because I have to wear it and, you know, being the rightful owner of it at this time. You know, I do appreciate it, and I appreciate it and take care of it to the best of my abilities. But here lately, I've been slacking on my body's desire, but I feel like that has to stop. And when being in your spirit first, you know, I have to remind myself not to be in one more than the other. And when, you know, I am, I have to find that proper balance to sustain the mission. But when you said that shit, I was hearing, it was like me, because, like, I was telling somebody the other day, they was just like, you know, how did this book come about? And it's not embarrassing to me how it would be to most women, because most women, they be shy about shit like that. But for me, it was just like, bro, I want to feel, and I be wanting to feel like, again, this is not what you were saying, but I've been wanting to feel like I can just have sex all the time and not have to worry about diseases, not have to worry about attachments, and just shit like that.
Right.
And so, again, I know that's not what you were saying, but it's like, I just want to feel, I just want to do this, and this, because I want to be me. And when I said that, I'm going back to being me, I'm going back to being me, and y'all motherfuckers stop to hate me. Yes, and they got to hate me, I don't give a fuck.
But before
we get into that, what?
Stop fucking making yourself so small. Like, fuck. Why? For what? You know what I mean? You have so many talents.
Have you ever been around people that?
What the fuck?
No, but have you ever just been around people to where they question what you do, or everything you do is just not right, and you feel the energy, or you do things, you hold off on things out of respect for the others of? And so for me, like with this book, it was really just more of being respectful to my family, because I'd be so fucking, I don't give a shit no more, like. If y'all see me naked, anything, ass clapping, all that, just share it. I don't give, like, when I see you, I don't care anymore. Like, I put myself, and I'm always telling people never to allow people to put you in a box, when not realizing that I allow people to put me in a box by closing, you know, myself up, being modest about a lot of things, and just, you know, sitting on things because, well, I don't want to do this because I'm afraid. Sometimes I'd be afraid that the shit going to take off and then somebody had that idea and they posted on Facebook like 2 weeks later, I'd be fucked. You know what I'm saying? That stuff happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing it no more. I'm over it. But when it comes to the physical body, I had kind of like an issue. You know, we trying to get to the bottom of it. And so I got this little clip. It's under a minute. And I just want to get your opinion on it, because I feel like he explained this real well, and you probably already heard it on TikTok, but I'm going to let him break it down.
A law, your body, your physical body is a corporation. So when you die, you're a corpse, because when you're living, you're a corporation. Words and terms are based on maritime admiralty, the law of water. It's an extraordinary story about how governments rule the world, and unless you understand this, you're never going to figure out what's going on. Where do you find banks? You find banks on the side of a river. So what does a river bank do? It directs the flow of the current, because your currency is the cash flow, the liquid asset. And so money goes through your hands like water. No, money is water. It's the flow. As much money as you print, you've got to take some back in to make it valuable. The tide goes out, it's got to come back in. Money goes out, money comes in.
Mm. Yep.
Yep.
So do you feel the body is as important?
Yeah, I do. Because it's all about, I mean, it's just what the man said, man. Like you know how he was speaking on, you know, the words and, you know, how we use, like, just how we use words, that's how you need to use, you know what I mean, money, it all ties into one because what flows through us, you know what I'm saying? But that's the fuckery. That's the fuckery. But, yes, I understand. I get it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it both ways, really, because I have my own way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, sometimes it feels like everything is separate. But then again, you know, other times it be all in one. I don't have another way to explain.
I don't know. I guess I'm so back and forth with it because, like, you know, for most people, and I'm, you know, I don't know about you, but, and not to get personal, but when it comes to, you know, things of lovemaking, for me, it's like a mental thing. It's not, never physical. Yes, I'm using my physical body, but everything be so fucking mental because I already know. Like, I don't know if that makes sense. So,
it does.
I don't know. I guess that's why I'm so back and forth because with so many things, it can be one or the other when, again, it's the same fucking thing. And then this one, I got a little clip. This one is just a minute as well. Well, it's a little over a minute. And she breaks down the spiritual. And so after hearing this one, I want to get your opinion.
The Eye of Horus, okay, which is the origin of every religion, is actually just a depiction of your pineal gland. Therefore, that would mean that this whole all-knowing eye that's looking around at everything is you, looking at you, in you, and this is the solution, to tune in. We need to meditate. We need to cleanse ourselves of negative energy. Stop allowing this system to dictate who we are. You're fueling it just by getting up every day and going to work. I'm telling you. Okay, yes, you need money to sustain life, okay? But you don't have to work to feed this system. This is the matrix. That prison they talk about, you born unto, can't see, smell, touch, or hear, that is this. All around you. Look at the consumerism. This is a consumer-based economy. Why are black people so at the target and forefront of it? It's because we consume the most. You know why? Because we're spirits first. So don't tell me, oh, stop talking about spirituality, because that's the source of where we come from. Without spirituality, we won't exist.
Talk that talk.
Before physics was the metaphysics. Before physics was the metaphysics. Before the metaphysics was the astronomy. Before the astronomy was the astrology. All of this is in you. Whether you know it or not, those Akashic records they talk about, that's not an actual library with books in it. That's in here. In your DNA.
So how you feel about that one, Queen Rich?
Girl, I was just about to speak on DNA. Like, how the fuck does that work? You know, we carry up to so much memory, you know, in our DNA. Like, how in the fuck? So where does, you know what I'm saying? That genealogy tie into it because it has a lot to do with it. I don't know, but it's freaky, man. It's deep. It's deep because, you know, how they say your grandmother carried you as well as your mother. And, you know, and so on and so on and so on. Like, that blows my mind. Being able to tap into that through the pineal, I believe solely in the pineal glands. And they ain't doing this shit for no reason, y'all. Like, for real, y'all need to tap the fuck in. That shit is real.
I would agree. And then, like, it's just it's a lot of books you can get out there that, you know, really backs up the two. You know, I feel like even though The Matrix is the movie, it breaks down a lot. And when you think about it, all that shit is mental. Your physical, just like you said, it's just a robot. It's just to, you know, carry out the mission of your thoughts and, you know, do your work while you're here. Spiritually, well, physically. But I feel like the mind drives the body. I don't, again, no matter what drives the body, sometimes the body isn't enough, sometimes the mind isn't enough.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Know.
Like, you know, I don't know, mind over matter. You know what I mean? That saying? Like, it's shit.
Or matter over mind.
If I don't mind, it don't, You know.
Because if I don't matter. Yeah, exactly. But if it doesn't matter, then I don't mind. But if I don't mind, it doesn't matter. So it goes both ways.
Yeah. I know.
I feel like shit like this, I know you talked about it. You spoke on it last two episodes. You had said something about it, like shit like this, dry your mind. Don't allow topics like this to run your mind crazy because it fucking will. I've been trying to connect the dots, and I still have not been able to fully connect the dots because maybe it's not up to me to do that. That's
right.
What I've came into conclusion with, because it's so far out there. When you learn this, you have to learn something else, and it's just like, for me, no matter what, it's within you. But again, like you said, if you have to care for the body that you weigh, the way that you do, it would be as important. But I feel like, again, it's one. We need to stop separating it. All in all, just keep it one, because you cannot operate one without the other.
Yeah, true that. True
that.
I
don't know.
Just like, if you look good, you feel good.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
But some of my motherfuckers be feeling too good, be looking like shit.
You know, them.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
You know, delusional. That's a chemical imbalance right there, delusionalism. Or something shit, I don't know. But, yeah, definitely, great fucking show, man. Great fucking show. You just make me just, my engine fucking run. You know what I mean? Not in a bad way or nothing, because I can handle myself. I can handle, you know, I can handle what I think about, and you know what I'm saying, and what I research, or, you know, you know what I mean? I just have so many theories, you know, in my mind. And I don't think nothing is wrong with that. I mean, everybody should, you know, have some type of thoughts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm about saying some different ones as well.
Yeah. For sure, for sure.
You know, and I know we're getting ready to close out, but, you know, I've just been doing a lot of things, and I'm real heavy on, you know, still becoming a mortician. And I feel like I joke at the worst times, and I have a dark humor, but I fucking think it is so funny. And somebody was just like, what made you, you know, want to become a mortician? Like, what made you want to get into that? And the first thing that I said, I don't know why I even said it, but I was just like, you know what? It's just so many people in Wichita that just talk so much shit, and I can't wait for them bitches to die because they makeup going to be ugly as shit. And somebody was like, what? I said, oh, I thought I was talking to one of my kids, and he was just like, oh, my God. And so when I tell you that shit was so funny to me, I'm still working on myself. But on Monday, I told we had Monday motivational Mondays, and I said I had us, and so I don't want to drop no names, no do no shit like that. But yeah, I got some dick the other day, and it was actually I don't know it was good. I don't want to go into details. I was gonna tell you about it, but it was just so funny because I just be like, I'm one of them type of people, like you said, just be doing shit just to be doing shit. But again, if you already know it's going to happen, this is the same person that I put myself in the dream. So it wasn't no surprise. Like, I was very direct about it. And so, yeah, I feel like, where does it go from here? I don't know. But y'all don't have to worry about me counting the, you know, the months to add any more years or anything like that. Yeah, and I don't know. It just made me feel alive again. Like, I just have so much energy. I had so much energy that night, and it was just, I don't know. Everything is everything.
That is a relief. You need it to release. Shit, bitch, you know what the fuck? Hell, that long? You need it to release. Shit. You have
I don't even know what I was thinking.
Energy. Yeah, what the fuck? Like, quit playing. Like, I don't know why people be trying to act like, you know what I mean, sex, or if you're not with somebody that, you know what I mean? People have fucking partners and them go-to people that they go fuck here and there, you know what I'm saying? If they ain't in a relationship, like, I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you know what I mean? Gotta have an outlet.
I don't know.
I just think I'm a funny person, and a lot of people take me as a joke, but I be, like, serious, and I don't know, just always, I don't know if you call it going against the grain because you can, or just wanting to do something, so, yeah, but I was, you know, I feel like I told myself, like, when I was speaking with you, I'm tired of having to shut things off because I feel I can't control it. If I feel like I can't control it, that's only putting a more, you know, restraint on me and saying that I can, and so I'm not going to be able to do it. So I was just like, you know what, I'm going to do this. And then it was funny because, you know, I was just like, you know, I'm not going to have a drink because, you know, when I drink, I can't control it. So I was like, I'm going to just try it. And I hadn't had a drink in a while, and that one drink just did it. But I was just like, no, shut the hell up. You said have a drink or something. I was like, I ain't going to have no drink. But I was like, I need to have a drink. And it was just, it was cool. It was definitely a vibe. And I don't feel like I'm just going to become a monster again. But definitely a feeling that I miss. But don't want to get too much into that. I'm definitely going to have to hit you up to tell you about this. It's definitely funny. But I just wanted to see, did you have anything to add to the show before we close out?
Definitely. I want to say thank you all. You know what I mean? Call in. Shit. The fuck? We here. We want to hear. We want some feedback. Shit. We want to argue. Not just playing, but for real. Call in, you know, comment, like. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all fuck fizzle. Keep supporting. Also want to let y'all know that I am going on vacation, so there will not be a Frequency Sunday this Sunday, or, you know, I guess we're both going to go on a mini, but are we going to be back on Wednesday?
I had talked to Queen Rich about maybe coming in and doing a Wednesday show because we did have a show scheduled on the 24th. But if I cannot get him to rearrange it, we most definitely would be taking that week off, and we would be back the week of the 28th.
For sure. Well, that's all I had to say.
And for me.
And it was a great show.
Thank you. It definitely was a great show. I appreciate, you know, your insight on everything and just being, you know, that cheerful energy that we do need on the show is always, you know, a positive vibe with you. And for everyone else, you know, just stay grounded and remember to always love yourself. And forever and always, if you can, continue to vibrate higher. We love y'all.
My services belong to you. The signal's strong. We set the loop. I said that.